An old Second World War Luftwaffe pilot, Max Otter, retired to Australia and was instrumental in starting our ski industry. A land that has, incidentally, a third of the snow of Switzerland, with lumps instead of mountains. His favourite phrase was, after a long and colourful life, "Only the best is good enough for us." And that's how it should be for air safety investigation. Only the best is good enough for us. We who sit up there in the dark with our passengers and our 135 computers, our screaming engines, sitting meters from swimming pools of ever-diminishing jet fuel, we knew that 90% of fires happen in the first 2 hours of flight. We knew that as a new PS6, when confronted with a smoke situation, that the captain takes control, disconnects the autopilot, and turns towards the nearest airport. We see it in the sim all the time. We knew, having turned, he'd descend. But MH370 never descended, did it? We knew that when the primary radar tracers saw the varying altitudes across the Malay Peninsula, that the autopilot was off. We knew to examine the cases of nightclub fires and toxic smoke, killing 100 people in less than 6 minutes, not the normal electrical galley or air conditioning smoke. So everyone was dead. We knew that the magical 777 with its dynamic stability and inertia just flew across the sky, changing its direction after interacting with winds, clouds and weather. And we knew that its thrust asymmetry compensation kicked in after the right engine failed. We knew that when the second one went, should be going straight in. And we didn't compare its entry into the sea with Ethiopian 767 or Sully's ditching. We knew to look at the evidence for which we have the best comparison data. Space Shuttle Challenger and Swiss Air 111. A bunch of debris with wires sticking out, as the diver said at the crew compartment. We knew to examine the Malaysian police file and compare the days and hours Captain Shah was working with the computer science detective's analysis of the flights on the Microsoft Flight Simulator home computer, because it made sense. But we didn't expect that two of the six flights in the 3 months before the crash were conducted when Captain Shah was at work. We knew that someone smarter than us would have done this basic comparison, because we're not the best of the best of air safety investigators, we're just dumb line pilots. We knew that you guys had our backs. We knew that you were in control. We knew that you'd put out a call for the 4,000 heavy and super drivers at Emirates, plus the ones at Etihad, Qatar, Singapore, Qantas, American, United, Delta, Lufthansa, British. You can see where this is going, can't you? We knew that you'd poll us with an electronic questionnaire and crunch our answers in a Cray supercomputer, and you'd find out what we'd do in the most common emergency in the skies today. The 1 in 2,000 flights fumes events, that's 51 a day worldwide. And we knew that, even if you couldn't prove it happened in MH370, you'd pretend it did and make the industry changes to prevent it happening again. But you were wrong. You interviewed a handful of pilots about autopilot usage in the crews. You believed the conspiracy theorists and got hung up trying to turn an innocent, hard-working, well-regarded aviation professional into a killer, and even then you got it wrong. Because we knew that if he was a murderer, he couldn't have resisted crashing his plane into the Petronas Towers. Could you? Only the best is good enough for us. For all of us. One ICAO crash team, funded by IATA, the best of the best. Repeatable, professional, intelligent. Only the best is good enough for us.